Hey guys, what's up? I hope you're all having an amazing day, night, evening, whatever it may be for you. It is currently like, oh god, a little too early in the morning, let's say. And I couldn't get some sleep, so I thought, why not record the Q&A that I promised you guys. I don't know if I'm going to post this in February or March yet, but we'll see. I guess we'll find out when I post it, but I think it's time I answer all of your questions, since I don't want to keep you guys waiting for much longer, so let's just jump right into it. Starting with the first question by N. By the way, if any of you guys want to remain anonymous in future Q&As, then please let me know, and I will be sure to do that, although your name will appear in the comments anyway, so it shouldn't matter. But okay, back to the question. So N asks, if you could live in a different time, book world, fantasy world, what world would you live in? This is a good question. I actually never thought about it. If I could live in another world, I would want to live in a fairy world. I don't know, like a fairytopia. I think that would be really pretty. I don't know if any of you guys have watched Maleficent, but it's an amazing movie. Or both movies are amazing. It's definitely one of my favorites by Angelina Jolie. I think she did an amazing job. And the fairy world in there is so pretty. I forgot what it's called. It has a name. But I would want to live there. It's so magical. The next one is by, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Neuromanticker. I hope I said that right. I'm so sorry if I didn't. In some of your audios, you're baking cookies, for example. Are you into baking in real life too? Yes. So, like I said before, a lot of my audios are improvised, meaning that pretty much in all of my audios, I am being myself, and including personal stuff about myself. I absolutely love baking, so trust me, I enjoyed recording that audio. Because baking is a happy language. It's literally a love language. So, yeah, I do. I am into that. Joshua asks, if you could see only one movie in a drive-in theater, what would it be? Also, do you sneak snacks inside the theater or buy them at the theater? Ooh, good question. If I could only watch one movie at a drive-in, I would want to watch Avatar: The Way of Water. All the time. It was such an amazing movie, and I don't think I'll ever get tired of it. I might get tired of crying whenever I watch it, but I would want to watch that for sure. But I didn't watch it in a drive-in theater when I went, so I'm kind of sad about that. Do I sneak snacks inside the theater? Sometimes. Usually when I go to the movies, I grab popcorn and a drink or like candy on the side, but I hardly ever sneak in candy because I don't really see the need to. Unless I'm craving a lot of sweets, then yes, I might like stuff a bunch of stuff in my jacket and call it a day, or my purse. It's not like they check, right? Plus, it makes me feel a little spontaneous, so why not? And Joshua also asks, sorry if this was asked before, are you into video games? If so, what's your favorite? By the way, guys, I'm so sorry about my voice. It gets a little deeper at night, so excuse me for that. But am I into video games? I'm not the biggest video game fanatic. I'm more of a girly girl, so I do a lot of other interesting stuff than play video games. But I would love to be like a video game lover. I don't know, I think it's so cool that I mostly play games on my phone or my Nintendo. I don't really play games on my computer, which is sad, but it's the truth. My favorite would probably have to be Fortnite. Like, I'm not gonna lie, this is gonna make me sound so basic. You guys are gonna make fun of me for it, but I don't care. I think Fortnite's a great game. I enjoy it. I like the aesthetics of that game, if that makes sense. I also like the skins, so yeah. Harold asks, you have an amazing voice, but the question is, do you hate your voice? Some people with amazing voices be hating their own voice. To be honest, before starting audios, I never really cared for my voice. I wouldn't say I hated it, and I wouldn't say I loved it. To me, it was just a voice, but I got a lot of compliments about it, especially from, like, guys. If I ever call someone and talk to them on the phone, they'll tell me, like, you have a nice voice. I always thought it's such a nice compliment, and I love when people compliment my voice. It happens a lot nowadays, too, when they don't know that I'm doing audio, and I think that's interesting. I wouldn't say I hate it, no. I mean, I've always kind of disliked how husky my voice is. It's kind of like on the deeper side, and a little raspy, rather than, you know, high-pitched and very feminine. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. Thomas Herrera asks, have you thought about recording a song? I know you did a karaoke audio, which I will re-listen to after posting this question, that you should sing more, especially a full version of the siren song in your last audio. Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. I still can't believe that you're listening to that singing audio. I posted that a long time ago. You're amazing for that. I was honestly so nervous when I posted that audio, just because whenever I feel like people are listening to me or I'm recording, I feel a little nervous and my voice comes off shaky and not as good as I think it is. I have performance anxiety, so I don't really know if I would record another audio like that, but if that's something that you guys want to see from me, then I can definitely try and put another one out soon enough. So yeah, definitely let me know if that's something you guys want to see or listen to, I guess. David Gorman asks, what's your favorite song? I have a lot of favorite songs, so this is a hard question, but I think at the moment, here, let me open up my Spotify. I could have swore I've done this before. I've been listening to a lot of new songs lately, but as of lately, my favorite song has to be Lie by Sasha Alex Sloan. I think she's an amazing singer, and she has a song called Lie that I love, and I've been listening to every day. Schnitzel asks, will you be doing more fantasy roleplays like the Siren character? I definitely plan on putting out more fantasy roleplays and characters for you guys. It's a little out of my usual zone, I guess, since I'm really not that great with fantasy audios and characters, but I'm trying to dive into that world, so if you guys want to see more fantasy stuff, then also let me know, and I'll keep that in mind. Wolf Zero asks, what do you do in your free time? Also, what advice would you give to someone wanting to do VA audios as far as scripts and anxiety, etc.? In my free time, I do a lot of different stuff. I usually watch a lot of TV. I do a lot of shopping. I draw. I listen to music. I go out, cruise around in my car, or maybe go out with my friends. A very simple girl. Not so interesting. What advice? Oh, my cat's awake. I don't know if you guys heard that, but he wants to leave. All right, give me a second. Okay, what advice would you give to someone wanting to do VA audios? I think my biggest piece of advice is definitely for you not to compare yourself to anybody else. I know it can feel a little discouraging if you start at first and the numbers aren't going up fast, especially if you notice people around you that are doing the same thing, who have a lot of subscribers, who are growing rapidly, fast. I know it can be very easy to compare yourself to other people, so definitely don't do that. Stay in your own lane, do your own thing, have confidence, be patient, and everything will work out. Definitely don't stress it out. Work at your own pace, and you'll be okay. Hopefully that's good advice. I don't know. Ishwar Saw asks, you're alone on an island. and you're only allowed to bring three things with you. What are they and why? Also, what is your favorite music genre? So if I were alone on an island, I would want to take my phone. I don't know if that's allowed, but like, I think a phone is absolutely necessary, so I'd want to take that. I would take medicine, maybe, or water. I don't know. This is a hard question, because you have to be very critical and you have to think about it. I'd want to take a lighter. I feel like you can do so much with a lighter. And maybe I'd want to take like snacks or something. I don't know. I feel like if I were to be on an island, I wouldn't survive longer than a day, because I'm so clumsy and just not the best with that stuff. So hopefully that never happens to me. My favorite music genre has to be indie music. I really like chill kind of music. That'll get me in the mood, or like in a good mood, you know, if that makes sense. Viet Cong Porsche asks, will you ever do a face reveal? I don't know if a face reveal is something that I plan on doing anytime soon, mainly because I don't want to ruin you guys' immersion. I feel like when people listen to my voice, they imagine a certain person in their head, and I don't want to ruin that in a way. Or I wouldn't say ruin it, because that makes me sound insecure, but like, I wouldn't want to just don't want to ruin your immersion, okay? That's all I can say. So for right now, I don't think I would do a face reveal anytime soon. Hopefully my voice is enough though. I think the most I would do is tell you guys how I look like and a little bit more about myself, which I've done in the past, so yeah. God, I hope I said that right, asks, ever thought of jumping into TV show or film voice acting? I never thought of doing this professionally. I think that would be so cool if I ever got the chance to. I would love that. I would love to voice like a cartoon character or something. Can you imagine? Like a Pixar mom. That'd be so cool. Let's see. Balls JR asks, McDonald's or KFC? I'm gonna have to go with McDonald's only because I eat it more regularly than KFC, but I also don't eat a lot of fast food. Especially lately, I haven't been eating a lot of fast food or McDonald's or KFC, but KFC hits every single time I eat it. It tastes so good, but I don't think I've had it in over a year now, so I'd have to go with McDonald's. I love their fries. Pinky Prime, hi Pinky, asks, what was your favorite movie or show, as well as your favorite song or album from 2022? Oh, my favorite movie or show. A lot of movies came out in 2022. I think the Batman came out 2022, right? Because that, if it did, it's my favorite movie that came out that year. I love that movie. Favorite show that came out that year. I don't know if I watched any new shows in 2022. I probably did, but I can't remember. I don't really know what my favorite show would be. Maybe Younger. It's a new show I discovered on Hulu that was pretty funny, so maybe that one. Favorite song of 2022, an album? Oh man, I have to look for stuff that came out last year. I would say that I'm a huge fan of anything Lil Baby put out in 2022. I happen to be a fan of rap as well. I listen to rap here and there, so definitely that. Favorite album from last year? When did Midnight by Taylor Swift come out? When did that come out? Let's see. 2022. Okay, yeah. That would be my favorite. Midnights by Taylor Swift, I think, is so amazing. Or wait, when did That's his name. Okay, no. The Weeknd didn't release anything. Oh, he did! Don FM, what is wrong with me? Don FM is also a favorite album of that year as well. I love that album so much. Okay, moving on. Had to do a lot of thinking for that question. Naughty Boy asks, what made you want to do NSFW audios? What made me want to do it? It's just the fact that I didn't mind doing it. I was a little opposed to it at first, feeling a little shy, like, oh my god, should I do this? I don't know. But then I thought, why not? Let's just do it. Fuck it. So nothing really made me want to do it. It's more just the fact that I wanted to dive into new things and see how I would do if I were to go into it. So, yeah. Lance Peterson asks, do any of your stories come from real personal experiences? If so, what's percent? Yeah, like I said, I integrate a lot of my personality and likes in my audios, so most of them come from real personal experiences. About like 60%, I would say. Some of them are a little too wild for me. Pixel asks, oh, Pixel always asks great questions. We know pink is your favorite color, but what is your least favorite color? Oh, this is, I don't like this question only because I think all colors can be beautiful, especially if they're pastel. But if I had to choose a least favorite color, I would want to go with orange. Something about the color orange just doesn't do it for me. I don't like orange clothes, orange nails. I'm not a fan of any of that, so. Especially that Sharpie orange color. Yeah, not a fan. Have you ever received a question or DM that took things too far? If so, how do you handle it? Oh, I've received a ton of DMs that definitely made me uncomfortable in the past. I handled it how I'm supposed to, and I was just, you know, I kind of let them know that what they're saying is making me uncomfortable, and that I want them to, like, tone it down a notch, and most people tend to listen and take the hint, which is good. So, yeah. Pixel, again, asks, outside of movies, what other content do you watch? Aside of movies, I do watch a lot of TV shows, but not quite as much as movies. I also watch a lot of ASMR on YouTube. I love ASMR. Here and there, I would watch gamers as well, stream stuff. I think that's fun. And he also asks, how are you doing physically and mentally? Everything going good for you in life? You're drinking enough water? Oh, thank you. This is such a sweet question. I'm stoked you have a lot of great audios coming for us and you're putting in so much work. Thank you. Oh my god, this is so sweet. Stop. I'm doing okay physically and mentally. Definitely trying to get better physically, I guess. Trying to stay in good shape, trying to stay healthy, you know. Just like everybody should be doing. And mentally, I'm okay as well. You know, definitely trying to better myself every day. So, thank you for asking. And another question says, I know this is late, not sure when you're recording the Q&A. You mentioned you're single, and if this isn't too personal, is this because you aren't looking for a relationship? Just haven't found Mr. Right or other reasons? I would say it's all of those reasons that you just listed. I'm not really... I don't know. I haven't found the right person for sure. I wouldn't say I'm looking for a relationship either. I'm more so looking for someone I can vibe with and get to know and, you know, get to know on a deeper level before dating. I usually like to talk and get to know somebody before dating them and claiming them as like my boyfriend or whatever. And I feel like most guys nowadays are just not what I'm looking for, or at least the ones I've met. I know that person's out there somewhere, hopefully. And if the day comes, it comes. But for right now, me being single is definitely a choice. I'm single because I want to be single, and I know my worth, and I won't settle for less, just like all of you shouldn't. Pixel, you have some great questions, by the way. Thank you for asking. And thank you guys, all of you, for asking me questions. I appreciate you, you know, putting in the time to leave something in the comments. That means a lot. I know there's another set of questions that I saved somewhere. I have to find it. By Lame Boy. He asks, how old are you? I just turned 22 last year. So I'm 22 years old. I don't know if this comes off as a shock to some of you or not, but like most people assume that I'm older, some assume that I'm younger. I think I'm at a perfectly good age. I'm 22. And he also asks, what's your ethnicity? Only reason I ask this is because I can't explain why, but I get a vibe you are Hispanic. I don't really want to go into too much personal information about myself for personal reasons, but I will say that I am half Hispanic, so you are very correct about that. I think it's interesting that you've assumed that and you're somewhat right, although I am not fully Latin, so I'm kind of like mixed. I have Brazilian in my blood, Latin and Middle Eastern. I have a whole lot. most people tell me that I look Russian, even though I don't think I look Russian. I've gotten people telling me I look German. I've gotten Greek. I've gotten, honestly, a lot. It's interesting because I have like colored eyes and blonde hair. And most people assume that I'm from like a certain place because of that. And also, I've gotten a few comments in the past that told me I have an accent. I never really noticed that I have an accent, but it's interesting that some of you notice that. If you think I have an accent, then let me know, because I think that's really interesting. It might just be because like of where I'm from, like my state, because, you know, people from different states talk differently, so maybe that's why. I don't know. My first language is not English, I will say that, so sometimes I phrase certain words wrong, or I don't know, I make mistakes. I'm human, okay? But this is going to conclude all of our questions for today. Thank you guys so much for leaving me all of your comments and asking me all sorts of stuff and keeping it respectful. I appreciate that a lot. You guys mean the world to me, and I hope that you're enjoying these Q&As. Let me know if you want to see more in the future, and I will catch you in the next audio. Bye!